בשם השם נעשה ונצליח, יום שני שבת קודש, כף דלת בתמוז. So today's the day we've all been waiting for. We finished a nice chunk of the siman with the gemarot, with the poskim arishonim, the acharonim, maran, ramah. And today we'll be able, Be'ezat Hashem, to enjoy the Yom to the fullest. Now again, I spoke out at several occasions, especially if you remember I gave a shir in Rabbi Yitzchak and Hanan about this. A while back, huh?
Yeshivat Kov.
Kov. Anyway, Bekitzur. So, whatever it is, we spoke about it in passing. Today we'll see the actual, you know, the mahut of the Yabi Omer, which is, this is a very famous tshuva. And you see the gadlut of Maran Zichrono Livracha through this tshuva, his mastery of the tshuva and how to navigate among the poskim is second to none. So, let's go through the Shulchan Aruch Lama, and then we'll start the tshuva. Says Maran, Natan Yisrael Kedera Ala Esh Vesirika Uva Oved Kohabim Yechzira Asur Ela Im Ken Yigel Ma'achal Ben Derusai Shehu Shelish Bishulo Keshe Silka. It's Pashut, words of the tour, and the follow-up to that Sa'if, Sa'if Tet, which is the flip side of that Ala Chapia.
Maran is not
with
the Rav, but can get to the Ma'achal
Ben Derusai? He is, but not here. That's really Shayach to Sa'if Yod. Love Dafka. And the answer to that question, who answered that? Bet Yosef said whether it's Ra'ui or not, and it depends whether the Goy flipped it or not. Because over here, it says, Ovet Kochavim Silika. Silika, when you're Misalek. Zeo, Shalom. Now, the poskim over here, just a side point, the Bach says that this halakha only applies when the Jew takes it off and the Goy puts it back on. If the Goy took it off and the Goy put it back on, he can't be Oser the Tavshil, and therefore he says it's Mutab. Rov Kechol HaPoskim argue on this Bach. There's a Bach all the way in the beginning of this block of Seifim, the Shach and the Taz, and obviously the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama disagree with this Bach, and they say it doesn't matter whether the Jew took it off or the Goy took it off. If the thing gets put back on before Ma'achal Ben Derusai by the Goy, Ze Kulam Asurim Lachem. Zo, Allah. Now, here's the clincher. Sa'if Tit, says Maran, אם בשירו עובד כוכבים כמאכל בן דרוסי וגמרון ישראל יש לאסור אם כן הוא ערב שבת או ערב יום טוב או שיש הפסד מרובה, in which case, even the Bet Yosef said you can be סומך על דעת המתירים by cases of great need. Now, זוכת הרמה, ויש מתירים בכל העניין, and he brings down a whole slew of פוסקים, טור בשם הראש, ורן, well, not the Ran himself, but whatever, ורבינו פרץ, ומהרם, יסובי היתר, סמק, רבי עקר, ספר התרומה, מורדכי, אגודה, yeah, סמג, רבן ירוחם, הסכימו רוב הפוסקים, ולא כדת השיג הבית יוסף ובית גבי את הרבן ירוחם. בקיצר, it's not a דעה יחידה at all, according to the Rama, and therefore, וכן נוהגים, says the Rama, which means even if the Jew intercedes, even after מאכל בן דרוסי, the Goy, הכל בסדר, according to the Rama, that's the מנהל. Now, if you saw שחת תאז ונתן יעצי, they bring down the Maharshal, who argues, Maharshal holds like Maran, that afterwards, after Ma'achal Ben Derusai, the Jew is already irrelevant, but they paskin against the Maharshal, they go like the Raman Rova Poskim. However, the Pitchei Tshuva brings down the Shla Kadosh, who was also Ashkenazi, was the Shla Kadosh, Shnei Luchot HaBerit. Hagaon Rabbeinu Avraham, I'm sorry, his father's Rabbeinu, Hagaon Rabbi Yeshaya HaLevi Ish Horvitz, that was his name. I am Mekubal Atzum. Okay, anyway, Bekitzur, so he writes that even Ashkenazim should follow the Maharshal and Maran on this thing, אבל אין מן הגם כן. מה אתה אומר, אהרון? חבר. ודאי. Maran Stam is the Bet Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, and Maran Zichron Lebracha is a reference to Maran Zichron Lebracha. So that's Chacham Ovadia. Yeah? Top. Have one per generation. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, top. Okay, Viter says, Maran Saif Yod, הניח ישראל לגבי גחנים עוממות, שלא היה ראוי להתבשל עליהם כמאכל בן דרוסי, ובאו בית כוכבים והתפך באו ונתבשל אסור. And the obvious inference from Maran is that this is only אסור when it's אינו ראוי להתבשל. But when it's ראוי להתבשל, then you look in the Bet Yosef, he says he holds like the Rashba, that it's mutar, so long as what? He wasn't misalik. Which means, if the Jew puts it on gechalim that it could have gotten cooked, the goy comes and shakes it up, what's the halakha? Mutar. If he put it in a place where it could have been mitbashed, the goy picks it up, flips it, and puts it back down. Asur, as long as it didn't reach macham lemusayz. That was the Bet Yosef, and the Bet Yosef kind of avoided all stirot by saying that. But many other poskim write that it's a stira, but it's really not. Yeah. Yeah. Chaura, okay. But that's not usually the way it goes. When you flip something, you usually take like a Luyitzur, you're fine. I'll tell you an example that the poskim speak about actually in Siman Ayin Gimel in Yoredei, which is in Chot Tzliyat HaKavid. There are certain times skewers, if you're told that you don't have to pick up a skewer, all you need to do is turn it. So over there, that's not called Tziluk. That would be an excellent example. That would be Mutar.
Wow.
Yeah, like Kubidez and Jujez and all certain stuff. Bone in, bone out, kola. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Ezra, kubi de efa tachai. Okay, yeah. As long as he doesn't remove it. Mata omen, I don't know. No? Who put it on? Once it hits ma'al min derusai, kumam mutarim lachem. That was Maran Bichur. Say chet. Say if you alef, v'ni achisa legabe ha'esh, v'ni achovet kochavim l'shomro, v'ipech bo, v'en yadua im sileko ha'ovet kochavim al shulah yidin ma'al min derusai mutar. The Rashba gave a few reasons for this, but the Ikar is, like he says over here in the Ramah, the safek divrem le'akel, and the Ramah adds, v'chen kol safek v'shulah ha'ovet kochavim chayotze bo, mutar. And you don't have to be mubarer. Maran Zechonecha talks about that in many different places. Now, with all of this information, with the entire sugya prusa b'faneno, right? Shulchan aruch lefanecha. Now we can appreciate the Chuvan Yabi Omer. Yeah, Ryan, you want to take it away? You probably saw it once today, but there's a lot of yesodot that come out from this tshuva. This tshuva is very fundamental in understanding not only the issue at hand, but how we look and how we paskin on many different ideas in halachatim. Chavu, sheila. So the Shaila is, this is not only in Israel, this happens in Israel, this happens anywhere where, for better or for worse, a majority, if not all of the commercial hashgachot are there Ashkenazim. So what standards are they implementing?
Do they have commercial Sephardic
hashgachot there? Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I don't know. You have to ask Shlomo Mizrahi. Maybe we put him on. Yeah, so you have to. We'll see him tomorrow, so we can ask him. Is that the shem? Huh?
Yeah.
La Adam Shem. Nah, no, not over here. Over here it doesn't matter. Chatnut. Yeah, in Nesson is a different story. Over here, Chatnut. Anyway, Bikitzur, Aval. So that's the Shaila. When you know that the Jew, yeah, Josh was trying to posit before, well, you don't know when you walk in if Maran says that Safek Divrem Na'akel, so you don't know if the Jew is putting it on or the Goy is putting it on. So, Safek Derabanan Na'akel, and what's the answer to that? Of course you know. It's even less than Safek Yediyah, it's Yediyah Vadai. Why? Because you know that by default, forget about being Levared, if you Levared or no, you know by default their standards are that, you know, they tell the Jew, they tell the Mashgiach, you know, turn on the fire. Yeah, zel lech l'shalom. I mean, hopefully not lech l'shalom, but hopefully he's around. Aval mikol makom, you know that's. And even sometimes I've seen it happen also, where even when you ask the mashgiach, he say mashgiach yakar shalom barcha. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Can you put it on the fire for me? Can you cook it? Yeah. But basof osem ashu rotze. So even when you ask them, not always. You don't have to go back to again. I'm going to talk about it at the end of the shir bezat Hashem. But sometimes you're able to gauge. Sometimes you're able to gauge based on the matzav. Sometimes you can tell. There's a concept also in Choshen Mishpat Nikarim Dibrei Emet that, you know, based on the people you're talking to, you don't have a ra'aya necessarily a certain way. You can tell based on the person who's talking to you. By the way, it's also good to learn a little psychology, because when you do, it's only not during Seder, obviously. But, you know, you learn psychology and you can tell when a person's being honest, when a person just, if you tell you, can you put it on the back? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. No problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. But you have to ktsat himself. Yeah? Okay. So without further ado, Zakt Maran, Zechonu Levracha, Tshuva.
Maran,
There's a saif. There's a saif, Zain. Zain. Yeah, go ahead. So all these were from the Bet Yosef. All these we saw in Bet Yosef. And now we're going to the other side. Yeah, the Ravan. Who's that Ravan? It's two Ravans. No, there's two. Huh? No, Ravid. This is Ra'avan. Ra'avan is either Rabbi Eliezer Bar Natan or Rabbeinu Avraham Bar Natan Hayyarchi. Mechaber Sefer HaManhil. No, this one, Chidushei Ra'avan, is Rabbeinu Eliezer Bar Natan. Yeah? Not the Sefer HaManhil. Okay, Vayter. Anyway, they're both Baalei HaTosfot, by the way, but anyway, okay. So one second, until now you see that there's a pretty impressive lineup on both sides. Yeah? Okay, let's see what he says. Vizoro Shan Maran, yeah?
Did he not see that? Is it possible that he didn't see that?
Possible.
But the
Mario
was before him.
No, meaning
true. But he didn't see all the Sfarim. There's many Sfarim that the Bet Yosef didn't see.
He didn't see that?
He didn't know those.
What? Even if he knew, he wasn't machshiv their opinion over here. When you have the Ran and the Rashba and you know, you have Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rivash, that's that's poskei Sfarad. That's our derech. נכון, אבל מה נעשה עכשיו? יש פה, זה מחלוקת רק, it's not the first time יש בזה מחלוקות. Yeah, Vayter. There's Migdolei Rabbanei Mitzrayim, Rabbi Eliyahu Yisrael. Okay, go ahead. So that's Ikar Adin. Ikar Adin, Kibano Alot Maran, put the food on the fire, vizeo. Now, here's the issue. He's going to start. The problem is that, especially when he wrote this tshuva in the 90s, today Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, there's a bunch of commercial hashgachot sfaradiyot that are makpid on bishul. You have, but that's Bet Yosef, you have Rav Machbul, you have Rav Mutzaf, you have a bunch of hashgachot, the newly formed Badat Yichavedat also. So anyway, Aval.
This year?
This year. 2 months ago. Anyway, Aval, Mikol Makom. Anyway, Bikitsur.
Merger?
No, merger is like this. This is. Yeah. Anyway, Aval Bikitsur. Mikol Makom. It's only on. For now, it's only on chickens. Chickens and poultry. Right now. But anyway, I'm saying. They're makpid, Aval Mikol Makom. In those times, in Chutz La'aretz, even until today, yes, Hashgachot Ashkenaziot, and he calls them out by name. Yeah? He calls that over here the Badatz, the Charedis, right? Great Hashgacha. But he says, you're serving at the Sfaradim also, Vishlem Ba'aya. And Menachem Hashgacha went after the Eidah Charedis many times in his life. About wine, that was Shehakon Niyah B'dvaro, according to the Sfaradim. About over here, he made a big deal with regards to potato barakas. There were many bakeries. Now, by pot, it's much easier, because according to everybody, Pat Yisrael, the Jew turns on the fire, must speak. The only problem is they were making potato berekas, and before they were filling the berekas with the potatoes, they were cooking the potatoes separately. And what's the halacha over there? Once you cook the potato separately, and then you fill it with the Even when it's together, you have seif gimel, you have the empanadas. But especially when it's separate, what do you have over there? Potatoes. Olim al shulchan lachim. Mashed potatoes. What's a potato breakfast? Mashed potatoes. Yeah? So over there, you made a big deal that all of the potato breakfast of Badat Tzedah Haridit, asurim bishul akum. Amalem bishul akum. And they, whatever, so you call them out on this. Yeah? Biram.
Biram,
da, yeah, no problem. Bishamanu shavarim
ashkenazim, mikofam,
I don't know why he's talking about the tourists and the
guy.
Yeah, what about the because you have the Maran Zichron Lebracha Dibir Bahove. Who goes out to restaurants? What do you mean, bye-bye? He says, if you're traveling, you go to a hotel, visit. But people who live in it, he didn't have such a musag. You know what I'm saying? He never went to a shoe store in his life. The Rabbanit used to bring the shoes to him. The Rabbanit Aliyah Shalom, Rabbanit Margalit, she would bring a bunch of pairs of shoes from the shoe store. And as he was learning, she would put on shoes and take them off to try them on his foot. So as he was learning, she would ask him, Ma, many times you'd have big shoes because he didn't walk around in them to try them on. So she would put shoes on him. And she would ask him, "Is it?" Top no, like. So, who goes out to eat? You know what I'm saying? It's like.
It's like soccer. There's certain like ask them, can we make a soccer team play on Shabbat?
Yeah.
What's soccer? You run around, kick a ball, and the goal. Shotim.
Yeah. Listen. I can tell you a bunch of stories. There was one time Maccabi Netanya, one of the professional soccer teams in Israel. So I don't know, Chamovadi was famous for this. It was funny. They used to come to his house, and you know, the soccer team came before a game. So they came to get Divrei Chizuk before the game. They came to Chamovadi, they came to Maran Zichron Lebracha to get... So he says, Atim, slapping them. They tell him, they put their heads in. And they stop. They don't plan Shabbat. They tell them, "Lama Shabbat? Lama? Is it Chilul Shabbat? Is it Chilul Hashem? Lama kacha?" Says, "Okay, okay, fine."
They stop playing.
Yeah, they stop playing on Shabbat.
That team doesn't play on Shabbat.
I don't know anymore. But when he asked them, he knew the way into people's hearts. You know what I'm saying? You tell, like Ryan. He sees and he says. Lama lechalel Shabbat? Zeh oseh chilul Hashem. Yeah. Tavit am ptechot. Yeah. No, baby, the Shabbat project slogan should be Lama lechalel Shabbat? Lama? Ma beitza ki naharog et achinu vechisinu et damo? Why? Shabbat Kodesh. It's ki oti beni uben bnei Yisrael, oti leolam. Lama lechalel Shabbat? I said, Kedoshim him. Okay. Maran Zichron Lebracha had a sweetness to him. He was able to find the path into their heart. So he gave him chizuk. Atam tinasehu.
Adai.
You
knew what soccer was, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know. So, yeah, says Maran. ונכשלים באכילתם. Boom. Yeah.
What about the next? What are you?
Okay. Okay. Well, the next part of the Tshuva is going to try to prove that maybe it's not so against Maran. Right now, based on everything we've seen, it seems like a flagrant violation of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Flagrant foul. Yeah, but it says. Maomer?
You know any restaurant
that
tries to
get rid of Yeah, let's go. Okay,
talk.
Yeah, let's take it up. Chakatab, Rabbi Chaim Palachi. Petach Devir was a friend of Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi. Gaon Rabbi Chaim Binyamin Pontremoli, who's a chaver on his bedding.
When did Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi pass away? Like how many years?
Late early 1800s. 1800 he passed away. זה רב איזמיר, קוקיה, כי נביא חן כתב בספר מן מצווה, ועוד אחרונים. And then, after all this, ואמרתי ללמד זכות. אה, איזה מתיקות, מראה זכון הברכה. Coming out to bed. נכון מאוד, you already see from the body language. ואמרתי ללמד זכות. Hey, hello. תיזהר מאוד, yeah? It's not לך תחילה, מי אמר לך תחילה? Not really. I'll tell you soon.
Wait, tell Josh.
What Josh?
Josh wants to call Josh.
Call Josh. Call Josh. Oh, is this another recording? No. Okay, I'm sitting there. Don't worry, Josh knows where I live. Okay, bye. That was Tosfos that we all know and love. Chin Katev Amordechi. Lins, yeah. Birena. See how Maran Zichron Levra digs up these poskim pre Otzer HaChokhma? Okay, right there. If what? Rabbeinu, maybe Rabbeinu Avraham Meolins, Ravaya. No, I don't know. Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishantz. Oh, Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishantz.
Oh, Rash
Mishantz. Rash Mishantz. Yeah? Apparently all the same thing. מה נאמר בית יוסף? So, you see, Maran Zichron Levra is starting to build this case. You already see he's bringing Shitot HaPoskim, even Shitot Dechuyot. Even Shitot that we know Maran Bet Yosef disregarded, but he's building a case. And you know what? It's not the Ayachidah. You find several Poskim already. You find Rabbeinu Avraham. You see the Mordechi. You see Yisur Ve'etev. You see Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishantz. You see several Poskim holding like him. Now, Rabbeinu Yerucham also. Yeah? Vayter Nosaf.
Nosaf al Maran.
If you remember, we had a whole thing, right? Which seif was that? Avadim Shvachot? Dalit, right? And everybody, remember, we saw the sugya, the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Alpa, and everybody saying, Shelanu is Kniot, 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 but then you had a Shach Netaz, and a Knesset Gdola, and a Shulchan Gavoa, and the Rav Karnim that said, hey, guess what? There are Shitot that say, that Shelanu Shelanu applies to Shelanu Gam, which are not Muzhar Anim Shabbat, it's not Knuyot, Afidu Schurot. Yeah, go ahead. Prichadash argued. Prichadash is Miyashev Da'atman.
Right.
Shulchan Gavo argues on
it.
Nachon. Nachon. Ana. Ten. Nosef al Zvera Anan, hine begoy shu sechil etzlenu,
יש שלנו שזה רשב"א, זה גם שכדאי ויש מרבותינו שתדעו להתיר בשדה הבדים שלנו שלנו, ונותנים טעם להתמרד. מכיוון שאיסור יש רגועים, אני אומר לזה שום חדנות, אין זה החדנות לקרוא בדעת, אלא למי שעושה מרצונו לאהבת ישראל, אבל אלו עושים מהם בין יצרו ובין לא ירצו. בגלל אין קרוא בדעת שאיך את הים ולא גזר חדנות.
וסיים?
וסיים, בכל מקום אין דברים מחוברים בעיניים.
That we saw. Okay, skip the parentheses. Sefer Ochot Chaim, Katev Shem Rama.
Berak Katev. ושכתב שרבני יצחק והמנוח יתיר בזה שכיוון שעושים דרך כציעה לא שייך קריאו דעת בשביליהם ומורי הרבן עובד דבריו ואף על פי שאין ראוי לעשות כן כזה מקום בדיעבד מותר.
Isn't it כשמק when you actually know what he's talking about?
One way out.
Weiter. That's a good one in unison. Ritva said the same thing as his Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? Rai, Fenod. Rabbi Aharon Levyan. Yeah, weiter.
Bro.
Okay. You already done it.
It's private, yeah.
What?
My brother's name is Adam
Bryant. Who?
Little brother.
Justin.
Big.
Young.
Justin Aharon. They have the same name. Oh. Yeah, that's okay. But, yeah, that's it. F.O. Where's Hudson? F.O. Tavi Oto.
Hudson. Derek. You're with Derek also.
Derek.
Yeah, like I said, if there's Peter and
but that was his only name. That was his name. He didn't have like.
Right. Explain Jagger.
Jagger?
Maybe Jagger?
Yeah. No. No. No.
Yeah,
Zibatil. Zibatil.
Zibatil.
Zibatil.
Jagger.
Zibatil. Jagger. No, yeah. Rav Moshe, as a tshuva, says in Igrot Moshe, somebody asked him about some weird name to name the kid. He says there's an isur to name your kid a name, even if it's a legitimate name, even legitimate, you know, like, even if it's a legitimate name and it was used in, like, by Ashkenazim or even by, there's such a name, Todros, yeah? Or like, you know, you name him something that he's going to be mitbayesh from, you can't do it.
I always, yes. Yeah,
he says
beferush.
Says it's on that varim. You're subjecting it. You know those kids who are sitting ducks and still getting bullied because of his crazy name?
Of course.
Name Asuka. That's I have to find it again, but it's a famous Igrot Moshe. There's a story with Maran Zichrono Livracha. It's a known Tunisian custom that Tunisians name girls, a lot of them, not all of them, but Tunisians name girls after fish. Don't ask me why. It's such a
what, salmon?
Anyway, Kitzur. I don't know, Siman Bracha, right? Against Ainara, Beseder, Akol Beseder. So one time, there's a Tunisian guy, Avi Abad, came to Maran Zichrono Livracha, came to the shul, he told the Gabbai, Bitzvi Chakak, he said, I have a Zeved Abad, can I get an Aliyah, can I get Shlishit, so that the Rav can make me Zeved Abad? He said, yeah, sure, Tzfadam. Top, he gets the Aliyah, Mazal Tov, Mi Shiberach Emotenu HaKadoshot, Sarah Rivka Rachel Bilah, Umiriam, Ve'Esther Malkah Bat Avigai, Hu Yivarech Et Ha'ilda Ne'ima Azot, Ve'Yikare Shema, and he said, there's some, yeah, I don't know, carp. I don't know what he called it. He said it's a flounder. Anyway, the Kitzur, so he called her some Tunisian fish name. Manas Mabecha said, Sarah. Kacha. Okay, top. Said that Gdola Dona Mar Sarah. Sarah, top. He goes back. The guy, Rabbi Chakak, the Gabbai, he saw that the guy was a little bit disgruntled. He was a little bit upset. He says, nah. He goes over to him. Said, what's the matter? Like, oh, listen, whatever, you know, I wanted this other name, fine. He goes and tells Maran Zichrono Livracha after davening, says, listen, you know, maybe you can talk to him, he's a little bit upset. Says, Tavi Oto, I'll talk to him. Said, he asked him, what's wrong? Maran Zichrono Livracha was a sweetheart, yeah? He was tough, but he was also sweet. So he asked him, he says, what's a man? He says, talk to me, honestly, what's in your heart? He says, you know, I'm a little upset, I wanted this name, is it? He says, I got you. Do me a favor. He says, in 18 years from today, when your daughter turns 18, I want you to go over to her, okay? Little Sarah, okay? Whatever they're going to, Sarah Le, Suri, whatever they're going to call her. He says, when she grows up, when she's 18 years old, I want you to tell her happy birthday, and then tell her what I named her, and then tell her what you wanted to name her, and watch her reaction. And then she's going to thank me for saving her life. Okay? That's what he said. That's it. And so the guy said, he calmed down a little bit. You have to be ktzat sichin. You know what I'm saying? That's Yeah, you have to know. Even there are all sorts of interesting names, and they have all these names, you know, when they came from Morocco and Tunisia and Iran and all. They had a lot of names that were good for there, but they just don't work anymore. You know those names? They just... Salah. That's a common Iraqi name. But there are names that don't work anymore. Can you imagine, you know, a guy or a girl goes through school and they have these cuckoo names, the kids are going to eat them alive. Lama yasu lukacha? Says Rashi, you have to be ktzat besechin. Sechin. Even though it's a good name. Yeah, there's also weird names out there. David HaMelech's mother was Nitzevet Bat Adael. Can you imagine calling your daughter Nitzevet? Salalfonit. Yeah, it's not... They're great tzadkaniot, but there's a person has to know there are certain names that just don't work. Okay, Vaita. Yeah? Moral of the story. Yeah, fish is good for you know, for Shabbat. Yeah, is it? Oh, not for girls' names. No, it's not. Boom! Maran shot it down. Yeah, the Katav Rama. Enter the Shach and Taz. Who's that? Torat Chatat? Rama. Yeah? Torat Chatat. Yeah, that's a sefer on Yeredia, Torat Chatat. B'shem ha'isur v'heter. Yeah, we saw this. That was his tshuva to where? Bombay. Okay. Even though he said, what was the minhag in Baghdad? Le'achmir. Yeah. But he said over there, if you have such a minhag, be seder.
He ended with over there. He doesn't bring it. He ended with another tshuva, saying that you need to have someone standing over there and mechatevek kefalim.
Nachon. But he's talking about the ikar adin over here. You see that the Ben Ish Chai wasn't note le'akel me'ikar adin.
Even without turning on the fire, right?
Nechaura. Yeah. Good.
Like by the other situation, the Rav said we can rely on that. Like.
Yeah. וכן כתב השדה חיימן. מתיתיה חלפון. So far we have two tzerufim. We have Bet Israel. We have Shfachot Shelanu. And here's the clincher, okay? Dalit. Ume'ata benidon didan, here we go.
Benidon didan, yeshanu kol ha'ta'amim ha'na'a ha'kev. Ta'ayaseh shara'esh na'asa'i de Yisrael. כל הראשון מאשר מעבר לנקודה של ישראל, וגם הגויים שמבשר ספיר הוא בא בשכרו.
Which means, interestingly enough, over here he's bringing three tzerufim. Now look what he does. This ot dalet, I would say, is the most crucial ot in the whole tshuva, because it really shows us how to deal with piskei mara. Let's see what he says.
כן, יש לנו ספק סביקה להתיר. שם ההלכה כאן פוסקים הסוברים שגם בישולי גויים יש להתיר בהתקת האש על ישראל. ואם נמצא לבוא לכדת החוקים, שם ההלכה כאן אומרים שנעשה בישול וישראל מותר, כמעט לא שייך בזה, שם יכולים בנתנים וגם אם בזה בישול חתנו. לכן התז, תחשב עם סברה זו לצרפה לסניף להקר.
ושם
ההלכה כאן אומרים שאם נעשה ידי גוי שהוא סביר אצלני שלהתיר,
which is true. Maran, each individual situation, Maran says no. Bet Yisrael, Maran says garnished. Hesekah Esh, garnished. Shvachot Shelanu, even Knuyot, garnished.
Maran clearly addresses Bet Yisrael.
Seif
Aleph.
And also you see in the Bet Yosef. Even Galid Da'ato, he says no. Okay, bye, sir.
מקום מקום, יש מקום לומר שכיוון שנצטרכו כל שדה היתר בזה, שפיר חשיב צריך לקחת להקל. הרגע אני מביא את התכנים לשוד הרפאלים, הנהל התיר בישור משרתות גויות המצטרות לנו. אפילו לא צירו פסקת האש על ידי ישראל, וכדב שאין ללכות ואנו מגיעים להקל.
זה בפירוש, even without Maran Zichrono Berakha doesn't want to allow without lighting, but the Ben Ish Chai and his Tshuva to Bombay allowed it, even by the Shvachot HaMuskarot, even without lighting. Weiter. כתב עליו שולחן גבוה להקל בזה וגם אסתחמד עוד איזה
אסתחמד נביא בשם רב זרון ואברהם מגיע בפלפון שכן אדום מזמן להקל שכן להצטרף צד היתר שההזק נעשה איזה ישראל שעליו סמכו גדולי השנה אבל יש שש סקות ביצור דרבנה שאפשר להקל.
Okay, here we go. Here's where the heavy artillery comes in. ואף על פי
ואף על פי שהגון רבי יוסף חיים בשוט הרפאלים כתב שאין לעשות ספק נגד מרן שקיבלנו אורותיו אלא שרק ספק אחד נגד מרן.
Okay, here we go. So by the way, Chaim Tzion also says the same thing in the Hakdama of Chelek Bet of Or Letzion, in the, not the Hakdama, the Mavo, what he calls. So over there he says that you can only make a Safek Sfeka Neged Maran like the Ben Ish Chai when only one Safek is Neged Maran. Okay, not two. Now, Maran Zichrono Berakha does not agree with that at all. We're going to start counting how many Poskim Sfaradim, not Ashkenazim, hold that you can make a suffix fikaf even when both of these tzadim, both of the tzirufim are connected manan.
But did you say, sorry, he has three tzadim here?
Yeah.
So why are we always focusing on two? Like, why is one suffix fikaf fikaf?
Suffix, it doesn't matter. Once you hit two, you're fine. You're just adding on, you're piling on. It doesn't matter once you hit two. What are you saying?
Why would one suffix be okay to two suffix?
That's the Abiyomir's question. You have to first look. He's going to explain if our whole mantra is Kibalnu Raot Maran,
right.
Then how does a suffix fika work?
Exactly.
If it works, then it should work.
Now, first of all, Maran Zichrono Berakha is on the hot seat right now. You have to ask him 1 second. Your whole thing is Lachzirat Aleinu Shnan, Kabbalat Raot Maran, and whatever. So why sing suffix fika neged Maran, especially by things that each one of these fikot, Maran says no.
Yeah.
So how does that work? He explains. Yeah? You think he leaves you hanging? Maran never leaves you hanging. Yeah? Lostam, the Babasali Aigala, that is Nishama, was kept in a special vault in Shamayim from the Kufa B'Gionim, and Hashem said, he said, Babasali said that the Nishama of Maran Zichrono Berakha was kept in a vault in Shamayim from the Kufa B'Gionim, saved for our generation when the world is covered with darkness, he would bring light to the generation.
Which one?
Yeah. Katu. Nishama from Kufa B'Gionim.
Katu? Or he said?
No, he said. But it's broken. It's in his biography. No, it's a... Yeah, okay, back there. The Baba Sali used to be very close to Maran Zichrono Berakha. Baba Sali famously, he lived in Netivot, in the south of Eretz Yisrael. He used to make a very big Seudat Rosh Chodesh. He used to make a big Simcha U'Mishneh B'Yom Tov on Rosh Chodesh, which is, by the way, is a halachah in Shulchan Aruch. He says, Tov La'abot K'tzad V'Seudat Rosh Chodesh. But the Baba Sali would make a whole big thing, and he would invite Maran Zichrono Berakha. Huh? No, Nelama. So you would ask him to come every month. He came a few times, but he was very uncomfortable because the Baba Sali was much older than Maran Zichrono Berakha, and he was very, very mechabed oto. The Baba Sali was mechabed, and he used to stand up, melo kumato, whatever, and it made him uncomfortable. So he stopped coming after that, and the Baba Sali asked him every time, he's like, why don't you come? I want you to come. So he only came a few times, but after that he stopped. People don't know that the Baba Sali, when he first came, he came from Morocco to Israel once, He stayed for a little while. He went back, and then he came back and stayed for the rest of his life. When he came the first time from Morocco, he learned the Chavruta for Tkufa with going to be Ezra Atir, Zechet Zadik Ibracha, the Chavruta.
Oh, Masali learned the Chavruta?
Yeah. Chaim Ezra didn't learn with anybody else besides Rabbi Masali and Chavruta. Anyway, kids are... Weiter. Tov, weiter. Oh, the Knesset Gedola says you can't make a safek svika neged manan. Why? Kabbalat Torah ot manan. That's it. It shoots it down. It's no longer a safek. Says the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer and other poskim. It doesn't kill it as a safek. Okay, go ahead. Keep going, yeah? Three so far. Mizu Chikrelev, that was the grandfather of Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, Arishon Letzion, Rabbeinu Yosef Rifael Chazan.
What year?
Grandfather of Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, 1700. Go ahead. Okay, Anna. Okay, Hala, וכן כתב אדון רבי אברהם הכהן מסלוניקי. ספר טהרת המים, then... אסיפת דינים. Yeah, okay. That's 13. Shut Yigid Mordechai is the Ma'aman Mordechai, Rabbeinu Mordechai Karmi. Okay? Mgdole Poskim HaMa'arevim. Okay, go ahead. That's what we saw. Ah, Rav HaMagi HaShem Yigid Besugraim. Tarop. Yeah, from Gdole Poske, the Mesech. Tarab. Mm-hmm. You know the last name Maslaton? Maslaton? You heard that?
Yeah.
Tarab Maslaton, that's the family. Many Syrians have two last names. So, yeah, like Ariel Hakimi, he also has two last names. What's the... Because in the Hakimi family, I guess there were different...
Many different sects.
Yeah. From different cities also, or just all from Mashhad?
Different
houses. Oh, okay. Weiter, yeah.
בית אבי דין דמשק, לשוב שערי לעזרה, שכבר עלתה הסכמת רבני האחרונים לעשות שריקה להקל אף שני שריקות כנגד מרן. אפילו אם המנהג לאסור בכל אחד מצדי השריקות, עם כל זה, סבסמדם יחד עבדים את שריקה להתיר, נמצם כן רב אברהם אבוקרה, בספר בן אברהם בשם רב מהיל שמואל,
1617. That's Migdolei Poskei Tunis, Hagaon Rabbi Chalfon Moshe HaKohen, who is the Rebbe of Hagaon Rabbi Rachamim Chai Huita, who is the Rebbe of the Ish Matzliach. Yeah? Shoed V'Nish'al. Yeah? We're up to 17. Huh? Efo? Yeah. Okay, זה לא בסדר. Yeah, פשוט ויה שוב אחרי. Huh? No, no, they're later. Shoed v'nish'al?
Wikipedia.
Learn their Sfar. Yeah, right there. Take a shmur. Chaye Chuita. Rabbi Rachamim Chaye Chuita, the Rebbe of the Ish Matzliach. Yeah. Okay. Tunisian. Bekitzer, I miscounted. I used to say 18, but it's really 19. It's 19 Puskei Sfarad, Puskei Shelanu, that say that even when both Sfekot are against Maran Megillah. Now, he hasn't explained yet why that is. Now he's going to explain why even against, when both of the Sfekot are Neged Maran, how can you make Sfek Sfekah? How does that coincide with Kibano Rot Maran? Yeah, and Ote, here's where it gets Gishmakamaisis, yeah? Okay, let's read
it.
Strong. And guess what? Who else said that by Bishul Akum we're Note Leakel when there's a Safek? Maran! In Saif Yudalev! And not only b'safek echad, afilu b'kama sfekot.
Maran,
yeah. Maran quotes the tour, and then he says, and so too b'no. It's Ikara says, because it's sfek. So you see, where is the Ikara din? The Rashba. The Rashba says that's the Ikara tam. Right there.
But he's saying only for the
Rabbanan,
or for the
Deoraita,
the
Rosh Hittal
also,
in the Rosh Hittal also, in the Rosh Hittal also, in the Rosh Hittal also, in the Rosh Hittal also, in the Rosh Hittal also, in the Rosh Hittal, what are we talking about? So the whole sugiya of Safek Sfeka, Lehatir, is a big Yisud Deoraita. And Kol Shekin, Yisud Rabbanan, just like a, yeah? Okay, Vaita. Oh, Rav Shalom. It's big stuff. זה גם מהפוסקים שלנו. הגאון חכם שלום מסעס, was the Av Bedin, who was the chief rabbi of Morocco, Maran Zichron Berachah Besof Yamav, brought him over to Eretz Yisrael to serve as Rabbi Rashi for Yerushalayim. So he writes a very interesting thing over here. Look what he says. Amvohad Sifrei is a stack of Svarim. Yeah, okay, go ahead. And Maran's Orva knew how to stack. That's for sure. Yeah, go ahead. He quotes the Shemesh Umagen, who himself, he said, you're soter yourself. You're arguing me that I made Sfek Sfeka Neged Maran because both the Sfekot are Neged Maran. You did it yourself. Yeah.
He knows other people's Svarim as well as they
do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another story. I'll give you another. Yeah, okay. So the Shemesh Magen is an interesting shita. He says when the Shulchan Aruch says that Hadlakat HaEsh doesn't work, and that goes back to all of the same thing that he spoke about before, and therefore it's impossible to have a suffix Svekat. Maran is really referring back to the previous same theme. Says Maran Zichron Racha,
Bezot Minayin Lo. Minayin Lo Lefarish Ken. Alo Pshat Dibir Maran Shu Din Bifnei Atzmo. Shein Din Bishu Regonim Kadin Al Yad Apa. Kain Miyot Ad Abadna Ad Abadna. Kamil Ani Le Katane. Kosh Mesayim Maran Zay Zeh Vezeh Lo Shono. Kupi Kach Harutze Lebashar Machavat Betanur Shal Boi. Tzeru Sheiten Yisrael Machavat Letanur Letkoch Atanur Lemakom Arroi Yipashar Bo.
Maran proves himself that he's not talking about Bishul Bevet Agoy, Bevet Yisrael. How do we know? Because he says, if you're using a non-Jewish oven, obviously if there's no other kashrus product, you have to put it in. Okay, wait a second. That obviously means that he's not talking about Bevet Yisrael. If he was talking about Bevet Yisrael. So you see, there's an inherent or fundamental machlok between the Shemesh Magen and the Be'almer. How do you look at Maran? Is Maran all-inclusive? When he talks about a siman, is it a lead-up and everything is really it's cumulative? Or how do you say cumulative in Farsi? Anyway, Bekitzur, Aval, Mikol Makom, I'm sure there's a word for it, but at the end of the day, Maran says, no. When Maran speaks about Seifin, even in the same siman, every Seif is independent of the other. Which means, he could have said that Bet Israel is no good. He could have said that Shvachot Shenano is no good. He could have, which he does. He says that Hasakat HaEsh is no good. But each of those Seifim stand alone. And therefore, you cannot tell me that Maran is going back Le'esor on each one. And therefore, since Maran decided to write these Seifim independently, that Bet Israel is no good, turning on the fire is no good. But since he wrote them in independent Seifim, you have no knowledge of what Maran would hold when you have a situation that combines all of these factors. Do you know what he would say? I don't know. He didn't say it. And therefore what? Since, I'm just going to paraphrase because we're nearing the end of the shir, but over here what he's saying is, since over here, even, and he argues on the Or LeZion at the end also, and he says, even when we're mekabel, the Or LeZion says we're mekabel the Shulchan Aruch b'turat vadai. What does b'turat vadai mean? Ke'ilu everything else is wrong. Says the Abiyomer, that's not true. Everything else is not wrong. It's what? When there's machloket Rambam and Rava, does that mean the Ravid's wrong? When there's machloket Maran and Rama, does that mean the Rama is wrong? It's not wrong. But we have to follow one way. Since they're not wrong, he uses a phrase, Atu tena'e shakalt me'alma. Can you delete the other poskim? Apitom. The other poskim are chayim mekayimim. And therefore what? When you don't have a specific gilui dat, when you don't have a specific indication from Maran, what he would hold, when all of these factors are joined together, then that's the reason why, even though in general kibbalnu ra'ot Maran, but we're kibbalnu ra'ot Maran for what Maran says explicitly. For what he doesn't say explicitly, we can implement the suffix fekal lehatim. Now, here's the clinch. Why in the world then does Maran stop by saying, he says, no, but I'll only be matir when the Jew turns on the fire. Why doesn't he go so far as to be matir like that? Knesset Gdola, Shulchan Gavoa, Snechemed, the Benishchayin Rav Pe'alim, even, why don't we have, by any case, in the case of, anytime you have a housekeeper at home, immediately what do you have? You have two Svekot. What are they? You have Shvachot Shelanu, even Muskarot, Bet Yisrael, Shafek Sveka! Maran Shemunach says, that's Asur. You always need a Lakat HaEsh. And he says it Beferush, if you look in Yichaveda, Achelek Dima, Achelek He, Siman Nundalet. Remember, how are you going to remember that in Yichavedat? Hand. Hand Nundalet. Now there, actually, he's talking about turning it on with the hand. So over there, the Kitzur over there, he writes that if the fire goes out, you have to be nishar that the Jew should turn it back on. Why is that? What's wrong with the other suffix feka? To which Maran Zichron Racha would say that over there, what would be the halacha? Over there, since when Maran said shfachot shelanu is asur, even by knuyot, where do shfachot usually hang out? They're not, especially by knuyot. They don't have their own house. You own her. Where does she live? In your house. And yet Maran says it's asur. So when Maran says shfachot shelanu is asur, what does that incorporate to? Bet Yisrael is also asur. So over there you would need a second, which means if it goes on in a Jewish house or establishment or hotel, whatever it is, the seder, the Jew turns on, sefek number one, shfachot shelanu or Bet Israel, safek number two. But just Shfechot Shelanu plus Bet Israel would not help, because that, we do we have a Gilui Dat for Maran Beferush about that? Yes. It's called Saif Dalet, where Maran says Shfechot Shelanu is Asur. Therefore, what would come out, even though Maran Zichron Bracha at the end of the day is Mekel, he says, V'machmir tavo alav bracha, Maran Zichron Bracha is not saying L'chatchila, go and rely on this. If it happens, beseder. If you can't do anything about it, beseder. It's always better to ask for the Mashgiach. Now again, we spoke about, we didn't speak yet about Kletat Kelim, but we'll get there also in all the way at the end, Seif Tetzayin, the last Seif in Tufik Gimah. But you don't have to worry about Ishim Kelim, as long as the Jew does it for you. Now, here is a real issue. Now, which means, when you go out to restaurants, now again, you can't, like we started speaking about before, you have certainly the Chubab Yabiyamu to rely on. Is there what to be Machmir? You better believe it. The Oletzion is Machmir, the Yishemeshu Magin is Machmir, the Ben Ishchai seems to be Machmir, although he's Mekid somewhere else. If you want to be Machmir not to eat the food, say it. Tavo la bracha, aval mikol makom, yesh ma le'akid. Is it l'chatchila? Bevadai shelo. Is it a stretch b'da'at Maran? Even Maran from Mecha would say so. The Agon Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the Rishon Lezion said that Maran from Recha would not be somech on this when he came to Chutz La'aretz. He himself would not be somech, even though in Yabia Omer and Chavidat he's posek la'akel, he wouldn't be somech. Is it okay to be somech? Bevadai. Yeah, you have plenty of poskim to rely on, even the, especially by Yisur Derabanan, that many poskim say that you can rely on Safek Sfeka, afilu shenehen neged Maran. But here's the issue. There are certain situations that people just blindly rely on Hashgachot Ashkenaziot, and they can come yidei isur gamur, mamash. And how is that? I've spoken about this many times. There are many, all this entire Sefek Sekaf works only when it's a Jewish-owned establishment. There are plenty of restaurants and other things out there that are kosher, yeah, but owned by goyim. It happens a lot by Chinese food stores, it happens to a lot of fancy restaurants in the city. Whatever it is, they're kosher, but they're owned by goyim. Over there, you have, which means even over there, in order for it to be bishul yisrael, even according to Ashkenazim, the Jew has to turn on the fire. But even if the Jew turns on the fire over there, what does it help for the Sfaradim? Nothing, because you only have one sefek. What's your one sefek? Turning on the fire. You don't have Shvachot Shelanu, you don't have Bet Yisrael. Huh? Paid workers for whom? But you don't have Shvachot Shelanu, it's not owned by a Jew, it's owned by the goy. En lechabo el achidusho, Shvachot Shelanu. Owned or possibly even employed by a Jew. You're saying Ta'am. I'm saying the Deen. Even the Ramban who is Mekel, en lechabo el achidusho. You can't go further than what the Ramban was Matir. The Ramban was Matir only by Shvachot Shelanu. Haknuyot, you want to add in the Shachantaz, Schurot, over there you don't have that. And therefore, over there, the lighting of the fire would do zero for you and would be Isur Gamur for his faradi to eat that food. And if he eats it, Tzarich Teshuvah Bechapara, Kedat Maran Chidam, Beseder Midbar Kedemut. Now, that's with regards to... Huh? Yishlot Arama. Ashkenazim, I mean. It's in Yad Arama. Huh? Yeah? What are you saying? Sometimes you know. Or you can call the kashrus. They should be accommodating. You can ask them. In general, again, I don't know exactly the statistics, but I would venture to say that most kosher establishments are owned by Jews. The majority of them. Partnership also. Maran Zichron Lecha was not makil by partnership. It's got to be fully, in order to have Bet Yisrael, it's got to be mamash Bet Yisrael.
Majority is
Bet Yisrael. Ech teda, you get into the kishkes if he has a non-Jewish partner. Ech teda. It's very hard to. If you go into one of these establishments, you have to make sure you get the Mashgiach. Like I said before, you have to have Tzatzichil Barosh, you talk to the Mashgiach. Many places you walk in, Mashgiach, right? Velo yada b'shichva uvkuma. He walks in, you walk in, you talk to him.
No,
if he's not there, you run. The Mashgiach is not there. You call him, you say, can I speak to the Mashgiach? Either call him on the phone. Hello. You ask the maitre d', or you ask the waiter, the waitress, whatever it is, I want to talk to the Mashgiach. Then he comes, you talk to him. You have to use sechel also, you have to use judgment. Some Mashgichim, right, again, in order to be Mashgiach, you don't have to be Gdoladu, right? You don't have to be Bakiba Shasuposki. But what? Just like any other business, you got to know your business. If you're a Mashgiach, you have to know basic
kashrut terms?
I think it says yes, everything.
Okay. You gotta know your business, you gotta know basic kashrut terms, you have to know mazid, you know, what's bet yosef, what's lach, what's bishul akum, what's not, what's yashon, what's pat yisrael. If he doesn't know these basic terms, sometimes they look at mamash blank face. Mamash v'yadav shikvav kuma. Over there, that's, you know, remember, a rule to know if you're going to eat in any establishment is the kashrut of any given establishment cannot be worth more than the mashgiach. Remember, if after speaking to the mashgiach, if you would feel comfortable to eat in that mashgiach's house, you know, then go. If after speaking to the mashgiach, you see a doorknob, maybe, and then you speak to him, you wouldn't feel comfortable to eat in his house, so why would you feel comfortable to eat in an establishment that he supervised? Not that he didn't know that, but there's a paper. Huh?
Every restaurant will have
interaction
with the mashgiach.
Adad.
America is much harder.
You gotta, you have to do it.
There's no mashgiach phone number. Yes, you're like calling mashgiach every
no,
single day.
No, pakachim come every time, every few times. You meet places, you have to have mashgiach to midi. You have to have mashgiach to midi. Huh? Dairy, not necessarily, it depends on the owner. There's a lot of klalim in the kashrus world. I'm not talking about that. Aval, mikol makom, the point is call ahead, speak to the guy. Speak. If you see that he's like not holding, right, just like you go to a mechanic or you go to buy a diamond or whatever. The guy's mamash not holding. The guy said, "I want to buy a car." But they said, "It's a good car." Oh, so what kind of engine does it have? It has a good one. Nice. You run away. Why over here is it different? Why by the neshama is it different? Over here, mamash. Over here, this is very dangerous stuff. A person, yeah. Yes, put in tumal lev. If a person eats ma'achalot asurot v'shalom, the most important thing, one of the most important things for Jewish communities to have is reliable kosher food. You know why? Because if there's no reliable kosher food, if they eat ma'achalot asurot, there is no chance ever that these people will be able to absorb Torah. Because once the body absorbs ma'achalot asurot, the heart and the neshama become blocked from Torah u'tfilah. That's the way it works. So that's why one of the most important things, before anything else, you need to have kosher food in the place. Because if the kashrut is not reliable, ish habaya, the guys you teach the guy Torah. You know how many times I sit down and teach people Torah? Lo nichnas. Why? Unfortunately, in their past, they had ma'achalot asurot. Now, teshuvah helps. There's a whole thing. How does teshuvah work for tumtum lev? But sometimes you talk to a guy, mamash bo rek, in bo mayim. Boom! Mamash eitz. Why? Because ma'achalot asurot. That's what happens. The person has to be, you know, don't, we're in a situation, you have to use your head. It's very, very difficult now. Use your head, and there's also, I'm not going to say I'm on paper right now, the person has to be besichin also. There's certain places with tuldot, with everything. B'nei Torah lo hulchim shem. B'nei Torah, you put yourself to a different, you sit and learn all day matara, tedech shama. You're going to go to such places where there's majnunos and all sorts of zeh. There's certain places, B'nei Torah, I'm not saying that B'nei Torah shouldn't eat out. I'm not saying, I'm not being mechayev. We're in a situation that's part of our culture. People eat out, besed. But you have to have some sechin, you have to have judgment. This is a place I feel B'nai Torah should not walk into. Zeh tzarech ladah, right? Because it could also make a chilul Hashem. People say, oh, it's a B'nai Torah. He's going in there, and he doesn't know people are and people sometimes don't know, oh, he's being careful, he's not buying the bugs, he's not buying the zeh. People don't know that. Sometimes you have to look ahead. There's plenty of places where, you know, a person doesn't have to get into sfekot. Ma
tomer? If somebody wants to be, you know,
yeah.
Let's say that I mean, let's say a barbecue on Yom Tov in a big Knesset. What they do is,
okay.
So they like the fire. The Jew likes the fire. They try to make decisions. What they do is tell the Jew, you come and just put all the food on the barbecue and let the non-Jew do the rest.
Okay.
But to be machmir like Maran has to at least. So the non-Jew, what is he doing? He's saying, let's say the burger is with him. Burger is not even raw, and what else is coming out? He flips it off and makes him a salad.
Is the food on the highest level of mehadrin? No. Is it kasher? Is it kasher min adin v'yesh lemon mashi yismochu?
Is it vadan? I'm saying, is that that thing that you, the Jews go and put it all on the fire, then it's just kasher when the omelet? I'm saying, not makhmir the maran, right?
Well,
so even putting it on, what's the difference if you put it on or you did not do it? No difference.
Yeah,
it's not reaching
makhmir.
Okay, but you still have the Sefek Sveka.
Right, I'm saying, what's the point of the Jewish months? Not Bishul Yisrael, Bishul Maran.
They don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. When you ask for Bishul Yisrael, Yedat Maran, right, that's why it's also very difficult to get, even when you ask it. I spoke of that in the morning also. I want to finish with this, it's later. When sometimes you ask the Mashgiach, Mashgiach says yes, sometimes you go, yeah, and then he does what he wants, and then he disappears, but we'll it's not, it's Gineva Dad, it's left. And it's also Choshen Mishpachan. The guy orders it, he's paying money for it, and you tell him, Dad, Zeh, he ordered, so it's a gezin. If you don't give him any pay for it, it's a mamash gezin. That's number one. Choshen Mishpachan, I'm not talking about Yore De'ayim, I'm talking about Choshen Mishpachan, it's a gezin mamash. Zonat mamash. However, now, let's say even if the Mashgiach puts it on, many times, right, especially by things that constantly have to, you know, be moved and whatever, the Mashgiach puts it on, Ve'olechlo. If the goy moves it before Malchan ben Rusai, you can't call that Yishur Yisrael Lechatchila Ledachman.
Tell me, sure.
You do your best. You do your best. What I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, at some point or no, I didn't say that. I said at some point or another, most people end up relying on this Safek Sukkah, the Abi Omer. And Baruch that we have the Abi Omer Hayalanu Bedoreinu, and he came, you know, and he said, "Do it." Baruch Hashem. Person, I'll end off with the words of Agon Rav Amar Shalita. He said, he spoke about in this shiur, he said, you know what the best badatz is? People got excited. Oh yeah, what's that? Like political. He says, Kurim Nazeh, badatz abayit. Yeah? He says, why? Because in your house, you have small quantities, you can control it. Who cooks, what you cook, how you check, Nazeh. Over there, it's much more. In the restaurants, even with restaurants or any other commercial thing, even with the best badatz in the world, when it's larger scale, there's immediately chances for more things to go wrong, even if it ends up being mutar. But the best badatz ever, remember, is a badatz shel abayit. That's the best thing. Yeah. Also, you have suffix with that. No? Same thing? Tov rabotai. Ad kan? Very good. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday schedule.
I don't know if I'm ready, but I'm
that moment.